Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the program right now is the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, heading into his third season as coach in Lubbock, Matt Wells, joining us on the program. Coach, good morning. Appreciate you making time. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing down there?
We're doing great. We're doing great. And certainly done with the draft and now looking forward to next season, college and pro, down here in Houston. So, Coach, let me ask you this. The coaches that I've talked to and texted with at the college level over the last weeks and months have been saying, you know, the nicest thing about this spring is that we actually got to have some football this spring. How nice has it been getting back to some semblance of normalcy amidst the pandemic here?
Yeah, no masks. That's first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really good around here at Lubbock, and just, you know, low drama, no drama. Got through the off season, winter, spring ball, 15 practices. So that's all good. Looking forward to, you know, I think what looks like to be 100% capacity, and we're excited about playing college football and great state of Texas in front of great fans, and certainly, obviously, looking forward to that opener too.
You know, and, obviously the Texans are big here, and quarterback has been discussed a lot with us, as it has been with you, because you guys have Coach, I'm going to apologize right now because I feel like I'm going to mess up the pronunciation. Tyler Shuck is the quarterback, the transfer from Oregon.
Very nice.
Okay. You know, I watched like three different YouTubes on it, and for some reason when I look at the way it's spelled and when I hear people say it, I just can't quite get into it. So, Tyler, tell us about Tyler Shuck. And honestly, he's going to be a guy that a lot of Texans fans are going to be watching, and obviously a lot of Cougs fans are going to be watching very quickly here.
Yeah, Tyler got here in March. He graduated from Oregon with a double degree, and within days of graduating was in grad school here at Tech and came in practice three in the spring. So, certainly missed all the winter, the meetings and, walkthroughs and things that we had with installing, a new offense here under our new offense coordinator. So the guy can throw it. He's big, he's strong. He runs probably a little bit better than you think. He won some games at Oregon. They won the Pac-12 championship. I think he's a good leader. I think he'll improve over the summer, actually, and be a lot more comfortable in this offense as we go. And he's been a great addition to our team, a great teammate.
Matt Wells, coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, joining us on Payne and Pendergast here on Sports Radio 610. Coach, games like this, these, you know, sort of bowl game type early season games where you're playing in an NFL stadium, you're prepping for weeks and weeks for one opponent, and especially this one where it's against an in-state opponent and it's in a city that I would imagine that you guys are obviously recruiting very heavily. How important are games like this to a program overall, not just on that Saturday, but just in terms of recruiting and continuing to build that profile?
Yeah, I think it's important for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's important for us to get off to a good start in this season. Obviously, the opener brings a renewed spirit, a renewed vibe for all teams. The start of a season, certainly playing in Houston in front of, what I know will be a huge Red Raider Nation crowd. I mean, they support us big time, and if we're at that full capacity Red Raider Nation will show up, and they'll be loud and they'll be proud, and certainly will not feel like an away game. I know to us, quality opponent, good coaching staff, good players. The city of Houston's were important to us in recruiting. And so for all those reasons, yeah, it's important, but probably none more important than it's the first game of the year, and Texas Tech needs to find a way to win.
Did you guys, you know, you mentioned now that things have gotten back to normal a little bit in the way you guys can prepare. I know that recruiting is still a lot different. Did you learn any lessons from out of necessity last year that maybe you carried forward into this year, the way you practice or the way you prepare, or maybe having to deal with uncertainty from week to week?
Yeah, I think dealing with uncertainty week to week, I think it prepares you mentally and emotionally to deal with the day and deal with bad news and deal with some of that uncertainty. I think learning how to practice with low numbers, we were in the 50s for a couple weeks in August, believe it or not. How do you find a way to still prepare the guys that are healthy, not sick? Those kind of things we learned. I think recruiting by Zoom and some of those things that we all learned, every program did, I think will stick with us. I think you'll still use some of it even when recruiting does open up. So I can see you see a lot of positives in what we all learned over the last year.
Yeah, but the small roster sizes for practices, I hadn't really thought about that because, you know, for our listeners, in college you have more of a genuine scout team than you do in the NFL. In the NFL, guys, starters will practice against starters and everything. But part of the development in college is getting those younger guys reps against starters. Is it a little bit tougher to – do you feel maybe a little less confident or you've got a little less background information on some of your younger guys coming into this year than you normally would?
No, I can't say that, honestly, you know, because – We still practice. We still went through the season. Those guys still were either on scout team or playing. We played seven or eight true freshmen last year. So I don't think so. You know, when I say we got down into the 50s, that was just for a couple of weeks. That wasn't, you know, like a 53-man NFL roster where that was all your starters. We had in that 53-man were true freshmen walk-ons playing college football for the first time that were going to scout team and fifth-year senior starters. So it was a challenge to find ways to practice effectively at that time in August last summer.
TexasKickoff.com is where you can get your tickets, pre-sale ticket discount once tickets go on sale by joining the priority wait list. TexasKickoff.com is Texas Tech head coach Matt Wells joins us on the program. Hey, Coach, before we let you go, before you got to Texas Tech, obviously you were at Utah State, and as you can imagine, the story that's dominating things over the last few days is Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. You coached Jordan Love for a couple of years at Utah State. I'm just curious your thoughts on the possibility, I guess, that if the Packers move on from Aaron Rodgers, they would be getting into the Jordan Love business with him as the starting quarterback. What are your thoughts, just from your time you spent with him, on him possibly becoming the starting quarterback in Green Bay?
He's absolutely ready for it. Love that kid. You know, we believed in him as a junior in high school, only Division I offer that he had. He's a self-made man. He's made himself into what he is right now, and I think he'll handle it. I think he'll do really, really well. He's a great teammate. He can flat out throw the football. And but you're asking a guy that, you know, I'm probably his number one fan now that I don't coach him anymore. But, we'll see how that situation plays out. Who knows? Aaron Rodgers is one of the best to ever play the game, right? Whether he's at Green Bay or somewhere else, I don't know. But, you know, you asked me about Jordan Love. I love that guy. His time's coming in the NFL, and he'll do really well.
Good stuff. Matt Wells, head coach, Texas Tech, joining us on the program. Hey, Coach, really appreciate you making time. Certainly looking forward to welcoming you and your team to Houston come September and looking forward to a great season of college football. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate having me on.
All right, thanks. Yep. There it is. There it is. Coach Matt Wells, Texas Tech, joining us on the program. Wreck 'em.
This is another little one of my first moments of actually feeling like things are halfway back to normal. It's just actually talking to somebody about this this game, and and there's not really a, like, as of right now, no questions about whether it's actually going to happen or not. Like barring any like huge surprises or anything, yeah, we're definitely going to have the game. It's more of a question these days with any football game about how many people might be in attendance.
That's it.
But yeah, it's I talked to Dana Holgorsen at the Houston Sports Awards a little bit, and one thing he said that's still different, obviously, is the recruiting. In that, I think especially, you'd imagine Holgorsen's a guy that probably does pretty well in a person's living room.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like just being in person there helps a lot. But then also from your coach's perspective, you're trying to get a read on a kid, you know, and get to know a kid. And when you're talking to him on Zoom versus actually, you know, meeting him in person, it's hard for both sides to really get a feel for the other guy.
It is. I think where a coach like Dana has an advantage in recruiting is that his school is actually in the city that everybody else wants to come recruit kids in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It's easy enough for guys that Dana is recruiting to get intel on the University of Houston because they can just drive across town and do some unofficial stuff.
As opposed to hinting to a kid, hey, you should drive out to Lubbock.
Absolutely.
You know, take a look-see at Lubbock.
When you happen to be driving through Lubbock, why don't you... That's not happening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.